We do have some help on the phone this morning for folks that are looking to
financial aid.
That's right. And we know the cost of higher education these days isn't going down, so we're looking for chances to help folks with kids getting ready to head perhaps to college or thinking about making that jump, a way to help out with the finances moving forward. And with us this morning, we have
Sue Allman, a financial aid consultant with O Education Consulting. And Sue, College Goal Sunday is coming.
Yes, it is, on February 22nd.
And we're not letting it sneak up on anybody because we want people to know about this, because this is a great way for kids who are looking to make that leap to find maybe a more affordable way to do so. Tell us about how this works, Sue, and how long this has been going on.
Okay, well, College Goal Sunday, we are in our 26th year, so it's been around for a little while. And what we do on that Sunday afternoon is we have financial aid professionals throughout the state at 36 sites, one of which is right here in Bloomington over at Ivy Tech, and we will help families complete the financial aid application, what's called the free application for federal student aid. So the goal of the day is for students and their parents to come to the day, fill out the form, leave that afternoon, having it completed, submitted, on its way to the various colleges where they want to attend.
And why this is important, Sue, because all colleges use this same form?
Yes, this is a national application that's used by all colleges and universities, plus a lot of scholarship and grant organizations throughout our communities.
Now, when Mike started this, he said, kids, if you're 50 years old and deciding to go back to college, you can do this too?
Yes, there is no age limit on filing the financial aid form. You could be 95 and wanting to go back to school, and we will let you fill out the form and see what kind of funding we can provide to you to help with your education.
What about military?
Military, definitely. There are separate military benefits for a lot of our veterans, but we always encourage them to fill out the financial aid application, because it's a nice 1-2 punch. So they can get the military benefits and federal financial aid assistance as well.
Now, what is the requirements I need for this, and what should be my expectations going into this? We've heard, obviously, there's plenty of rhetoric on the news cycle talking about, hey, we're looking at free community college, we're looking at this, we're looking at that. Let's get down to what is the expectation when everybody walks in on February 22nd?
When they walk down on February 22nd, they're going to be greeted by a crazy bunch of people.
I knew you'd fit on this program.
Yeah, I fit right in. So, what the expectation is, the family, if they can bring their income information, either their completed tax returns for 2014, or at least their W-2 forms and 1099s, their income data, a member of our team will sit down with that family, help them fill out that form, and they'll hit the submit button, and they'll be done. So the goal of the day is to have this completed and transmitted by the time they go home that afternoon.
What's trending in aid for students? Is there more, less, or is it declining? What's going on?
For the state of Indiana, we're really fortunate here because the Indiana programs, scholarships and grants have held steady or have actually increased a little bit. Well, one of the few states, if you look at the states surrounding us, they have all had to cut back or drop programs. And Indiana, thank goodness, has been very supportive of higher education and putting their money into that support. But on the federal level, it's been holding consistent. We would love to see more funding, but it's been holding consistent. Students who are eligible for financial aid are receiving the financial aid.
And the costs of college education are going up, though.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, the costs are going up for a lot of us. And it kind of depends on the type of institution you want to go to and where you want, how you want to live. If you want to live in a dorm that's very specific to a particular lifestyle, then you're going to pay a little bit more. If you want to live in a regular dorm without central air conditioning, you can get away, you know, a little bit cheaper. So, you know, it pays families to look and investigate options available to them, and that's where financial aid office can also help with them coming up with different packages and different funding options.
Sue, real quick, at one time families had to pay for this kind of service, right?
Yes, back in the dark ages when I was a student. Probably it's been since the mid-90s. It's now a free application. The government now absorbs the cost of processing that form, and so there is no cost whatsoever to file this form.
And also, if I fill out the form this year to get financial aid, Am I done, or do I have to do this every year?
Oh, you're so lucky you get to do it every year. And the reason we ask families to do
more
that,
options, right?
Yeah, more options, and families' financial situations can change year over year. And what's better, since you file the form the first year, every year afterwards, you only update data that changed. So you don't have to redo the entire application. You just log back in, maybe change the income information, maybe change the family size. You know, you just change the items that have changed year over year.
Now, this happens every year you're in an institute of higher learning. You can do this?
Yes.
Well, okay. So it's just not to get you in. It's to get you through the process.
Yes.
Now,
for those people who have started the process and maybe life got in the way and they had to stay out for a while and now they're coming back, we have the application on file. We'll help you fill it out. We'll get you up and going.
Now, Sue, Sunday, February the 22nd, when we show up, do I need an appointment or do I just walk in? What do I need to do?
You just bring your smiling face to the door. All you have to do is walk in. At Ivy Tech Bloomington, we will have probably 5 computer labs open and people throughout the building. When you come in the front door, we'll be greeted by one of our nice little greeters, and they'll help you direct you to a computer lab where there's an open computer, and we'll have experts in the room to help you get set up and filing the form.
What are the hours?
From 2 to 4.
Okay.
Perfect, and that's Sunday, February 22nd. That is the only Sunday, correct?
That is the only Sunday.
That's why they call it College Goal Sunday and not College Goal Sundays.
Yes, yeah, usually. Yeah.
Well, Sue, we appreciate you giving us the information, giving us the inside scoop. And again, where's the best resource people can get information before Sunday, February 22nd, so they can have everything ready to go for the day?
They can go to our website, collegegoalsunday.org. ORG, and that will have a full-blown website. They'll give them resources, not only for College Goal Sunday, but other resources for looking at colleges, preparing for college, those kind of things, and gives you all the locations and the times.
Perfect. Well, Sue, we appreciate your time, and again, we'll send everybody over to Ivy Tech a week from this Sunday, February 22nd, College Goal Sunday. Sue, great job. We appreciate talking to you again.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sue Allman, Keith. How about that? We talk to Sue every year right before College Goal Sunday, and we hope. And again, don't forget, if you have people in your family, neighbors, relatives, whoever it is, you don't want free money? That doesn't make any sense, right? They can help you and help you put it all together a week from Sunday. Who are we going to talk to next week?
Pat McCafferty from Ivy Tech, financial aid director here in Bloomington, will be talking to us next Tuesday.
We'll talk to her a week from today and get you ready to go for everything, again, you need to know for February 22nd.